Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. And as you know, in the segments, we've been discussing with various people this activity with Alicia Sornosa. And I have with me Carla Sanchez, who's the executive director of the Susan G. Komen organization, an affiliate of the Susan G. Komen in Dallas, Texas, right? So Carla, well, welcome to my program. And basically, what I wanted you to tell the listeners, what happened, first of all, what was your impression of Alicia? And secondly, the collaboration that took place today where things were raised, t-shirts were sold, and a matching was made. Yes. Carlos has told us before, but what's your point of view of the of this activity during this day?
Well, we're very grateful for Bella Group that allowed us to be here. This was, Alicia's story was very amazing, and it actually taught us what we know every day, that fear paralyzes us. And when you hear Alicia's story, that she's fearless about traveling the world, and then when we approach breast cancer, which is the most diagnosed in Puerto Rican women, that's what the parallel story of. This is the parallel between our story and her story. I think it was amazing, and I think that the woman, the support of women in this group was amazing. There was a lot of women representation here, and we're very grateful to start this collaboration with Bella Group, especially in the motorcycle market. That we just, this is our first event together. Okay. Hopefully, we won't be our last. And yes, as Bella Group has been as a locally company, they have a very active social agenda, and today it included us, and they're doing a matching from the selling of the t-shirts. We got other donations from other people, and they're going to do another corporate gift to us. So what important is what happens after this is done. So 100% of the proceeds that it was collected here and in all our events stay here. 100% of the proceeds stay here for two important things. One, create awareness. We do an array of educational activities. We get invited, we host some of them, because we feel that if people are informed about breast cancer, what's your risk, and people make conscious decision about their mammograms, about visiting their doctors. So that's one of our community legs. The other part is, what we do is that we're financing community programs in four different areas, which is what we call a continuum of care. One is screening, two, diagnosis, diagnostic testing, three is support during treatment, economical support during treatment, and then the other one is support during and after treatment, you know, transportation, prosthesis, wigs, right, and all that. So that's what we do with the money that we fundraise, and we work year round. People are amazed that, you know, we continue to work after October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And no, you know, we say, well, you get diagnosed with breast cancer every day.
Right.
So we
it's
need
not
to,
limited to it's October.
It's not limited to October. And yeah, yeah. So what we do, we work really hard to actually bring awareness to this disease, because as I told you earlier, is the most diagnosed among Puerto Rican women. One in 13 women in Puerto Rico will be diagnosed with breast cancer in over a stage two. So we have, the good news is that through programs that like this, that we fundraise and then we grant those monies out, we can actually provide screening to people or access to people that are not, they don't have access to.
Well, tremendous. Carla, and then I understand that your biggest event is this 5K,
yes.
And it's at what, 18,000 runners?
Well, we have, 15? We host this event, which is the biggest race in Puerto Rico. It's a 5K. It's called Race for the Cure. And Race for the Cure, this year we broke a record again, which is the third time that we actually been done the biggest race in Puerto Rico. This year we've registered 15,100, and a lot, maybe they show up about around 18,000. But when you see that on our level, you know how this disease affects so many people, and that we together as an island, we decide not to take it, beat us, you know, and we stand together and we walk tall, and it's actually a very amazing event.
Well, tremendous. Carla, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And great obra, como decimos en español, que están,
yes,
llevando a cabo.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that this thing worked out well today.
It did.
It's a great activity. So
thank you.
Thank you.